Anything new to the very strange story of Dan Burrish?
Well, nothing that I could contribute it beyond where you and I have talked on Coast several times. But I'll tell you, in this year of 2006, when I put out these appeals on Coast and Dreamland and Earth Files for military people who have had firsthand knowledge or interaction concerning the extraterrestrial issue and technology, I think the most important voice that I've been able to report this year of 2006 is Thomas Coleman Shepard, the Navy Chief Yeoman. And I think that it is worth reminding people that he is one of about a dozen that have come forward this year frustrated that the government is still keeping the extraterrestrial existence of a covered-up secret in a policy of denial, and that Thomas Coleman Shepard was the guy who, in Okinawa on Thanksgiving night of 1976, with two other colleagues, saw with his own eyes photographs of extraterrestrial biological entities. That was the phrase that was used, that there were stamps on the backs of these photographs, M-A-J-I-C, magic, which we now know have been associated with documents leaked to Bob and Ryan Wood from the Majestic 12 group, and that in that file there was information that these photographs that he saw, four black and white, that included even a live being sitting up in a truck, back of a farmer's truck, and one on the ground, that it was tied to Roswell 1947. And why I think this is so significant is that there are a lot of military people who have had knowledge or seen files or photographs or have had experiences, but they will never, ever go on the record. And Thomas Coleman Shepard says that he was never asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and that he feels frustrated that what he knows to be a fact and had discussions with superior officers about the existence of extraterrestrial biological entities, that the fact that it is still a secret is so frustrating to him and to others who have come forward. And I think it is one of the most significant exchanges when he described his discussion in 1990 in Norfolk, Virginia, talking with a Captain Wood, who was working for a four-star general or three-star general in Washington, D.C., who worked for Space Command. And this Captain Wood had clearly been exposed to the whole extraterrestrial biological entity subject. And when Thomas Coleman Shepard was asked by Captain Wood to describe exactly what he had seen in Okinawa on Thanksgiving night of 1976, and he did, Captain Wood said, "We don't call them aliens. We call them EBAs or EBs, extraterrestrial biological entities." And when Thomas Coleman Shepard asked Captain Wood in Norfolk, Virginia, "Well, when is the public and the media going to be told the truth?" the answer was, "Probably never." And the explanation to those two chilling words was, "It would cause too many problems for religions, for governments to keep the economy going." And when Thomas Coleman Shepard asked, "Well, why? Why would it cause so many problems? People aren't going to give up believing in whatever they believe because you say that finally that the truth is that there are extraterrestrials." And the Captain Wood's answer was, "It would affect people's readings of the Bible." Now, you take all of that and roll this up into what does this government know that it has been keeping as a policy of denial in the interest of national security from the American public going back at least to Franklin Delano Roosevelt up to this day. And George, it's one of the reasons why I have done the work I have done these two decades, is because I feel if of all the countries on the planet that should be placing the public's need to know before a policy of denial in the interest of national security, it should be the United States. And it's very clear that all of that has been turned upside down. And that one of the movements that I'm helping, I did an interview this week with Gerald Celente, who does the Trend Journal. And one of the big trends that he thinks coming out of 2007 is this huge American frustration with feeling like that the country has slid into fascism, and that we are a public that is pent up with a frustration of how do we put the post 9/11 genie back into the bottle? How do we get back to the American spirit in which the public is and the taxpayers are supposed to be the ones driving what happens, not the political corruption of Washington? And all of that comes up when you talk with people who have had firsthand experience in a military career with stuff related to extraterrestrial biological entities. They know that is this gigantic cover-up, and there's tremendous penalty for people who talk. And it's got to end. At least I think it has to end. I think that we all deserve to know what the government knows.